G'day everyone, I'm back. This is part two of the trip south and the trip back north. Like I said, I'm doing it on my Rode Record app on my iPhone because I don't trust Audio Boom these days. But I am going to break it up into sub 10 minute audio boos because that's all I can upload now because I'm no longer a pro user. And that's fine. So part two. I swung through Sydney. The trip south and the trip north, it's a 2 week holiday for a weekend in the middle down at Bundanoon. But I haven't had a holiday in 12 months, so I thought I'll use the opportunity to catch up with a few people, and that's exactly what I've been doing. On the way south, I swung through on the Saturday night and stayed with my dear friend Julie, who I've known for 25 years, and we played up a little bit. Yeah, she's deep in the middle of single parenting, so we had a bit of fun together. Went out for dinner, gave her a bit of a break from the humdrum of the routine of parenting, which is always a nice thing to do for her. And then continued south and stayed with Brett and Sandy, who I am staying with tonight on the way north for a few days. Mentioned that in the previous audio book. Then I went further south to Sydney and swung into my sister's place and stayed with my sister and her family for a couple of days. And while there, I was sort of poking around Sydney a bit. Sydney's a really interesting place. I love dropping into Sydney. I love dropping into any of the world cities, and Sydney's definitely one of them. You know, I've enjoyed popping into London and Berlin and Buenos Aires. They're about the only worlds. Singapore, yeah, briefly last year, even though I didn't see much of it. I've seen a few world cities now. They're always interesting. That's not to say I necessarily would like to live in them. They're pretty all-consuming places, and Sydney's one of those. Sydney is now such an expensive city in such an expensive country that you can get chewed up and spat out by it. I've always said that you need to own your property outright and earn in excess of 150k a year to have a good life in Sydney. I still think that's correct. My sister is fortunate to be in that sort of situation. She's got a property that she paid about 400k for, and she reckons it's probably worth $2 million now. And that's not unusual for Sydney prices. Just insane. And I don't know how anybody can own property. And I've heard the same for London and New York and, you know, a lot of the big cities. Perth. Why Perth? Why is Perth so expensive? Because of the mining, that's why. Just insane property prices. Anyway, but it's a tough town. And while I was in Sydney, I did a little bit of driving, and it's... On the way down, I swung in and visited a friend who I met on the Do Lectures, Ian. And I spent a night with him, and we stayed up late drinking wine and talking and having a great conversation. And when I left, I swung through one of the gyms and then drove over to my sister's place. And the traffic for the 20, 30 kilometres that I drove was just thick. You know, it was moving constantly. I'll give it that much. It was moving, but it was probably moving at a 30 to 40 kilometer an hour average pace. It was just thick. It was like it was syrup. It was moving, but not fast. And that's Sydney traffic all over, everywhere. It's just like that. The whole place is just log jammed. And it's changed so much since I spent the year working on The Matrix back in 2001. There's so much more traffic. It's a town I'm happy to drop in and visit, but I would not choose to live there. Not now. But I saw Ian, I spent a bit of time with him, we had a bit of a chat, and I set him up. So on the way back yesterday, as a matter of fact, I went over and visited him again, and I sat down and I recorded about a 45 minute conversation with him for my podcast, which I'm in the slow but gently ticking along process of reactivating. And I need a little bit of content. I want to have a few podcast episodes in the bank before I relaunch, so that I don't go necessarily months without any content, because doing a podcast isn't as easy as people think, and especially when it relies on finding talent to talk to. So I want to get a few up my sleeve before I relaunch. And also in the new year, I'm planning on having a little bit more time to do that sort of thing, and do that primarily by unplugging from my work so much, so that I'll be just working more regular 3-day weeks rather than the frantic 5-day weeks that I've been doing. So that's the plan of attack. So I sat down with him and recorded a podcast episode. It was wonderful, wonderful. I still have to go home and edit it and add my little bits to it and turn it into something that's a little bit more interesting. But it's good to have another recording. It's always harder to get the recording off the individuals than it is for me to actually do the publishing and my editing. I can do that fine when it suits me, but getting the recording is quite challenging. So it was wonderful to do that, and I feel very satisfied grabbing another conversation. I also caught up with another fellow who I met at the Do Lectures, and maybe I might be doing a little bit of content for him as well, as an opportunity to get a few more strings to my bow, a few more arrows in my quiver, get a bit more experience in February. I'm planning on coming south again in February for another tango festival, just 6 hours south of Brisbane, or probably more like 8 hours south of Brisbane rather than this 14 hours south, and I'll just continue further south to the Hunter Valley. He's got a winery, and I might be able to help him out with a few things. Looking forward to that, but that will evolve in time. That's been something I've been wanting to do a lot of. I've been wanting to do these catch-ups with people that I've met over the last 12 months who don't live in Brisbane, but live in Sydney, and that includes family. It's been great. It's been great. It's been a really wonderful holiday. The socialising at Bundaloon was just staggering. Hey, gentlemen of the community out there, yeah, if you want to meet ladies, learn how to dance. On the first day that I got there, I eventually checked in and dropped my bags, got myself sorted, wandered into the bar in the hotel and grabbed myself a beer and plopped myself down on a table. Minding my own business, one of my friends joined me. And then another one, and another one. And sure enough, in about half an hour, and we actually took a photo and ended up on Facebook, I ended up with 8 ladies and me. Gentlemen, life is good. Life is good. That was wonderful. I really enjoy them ladies. Really enjoy them a lot. And the socialising was just rich. Good thing about being in a community is the conversations, the interactions, the camaraderie that you share. That's something I'm really dark with Audio Boom about, because yeah, they've added to my disconnect from the community. I've been somewhat distracted. I haven't had a lot to say, I admit it. So there have been times that I've disconnected. But it's so difficult to use that app now. It's a major exercise. It's no longer a quick flip it open, do a recording, publish, walk away. It's always going to have dramas attached to it. And I'm just really pissed off about that. But I'll still make the effort. And the good thing about it, at least I've got the RSS feeds, which I can get. So now that I'm using Downcast, I've got everybody's RSS feeds. Bernie, Top Gold, Daylight Gamblers, Dean Reed, Pilgrim Chris, SM2N, and JN2N. Everybody's, McColgan's, everybody's content is coming to me via RSS. And I'm really enjoying hearing everybody coming through my feed. Bernie, of course. Oh, so many of you. Can't even remember Ruth. I feel guilty now if I've forgotten somebody. Whoops. It's the RSS feed how I'm getting most of my content now. So I'm still listening, but the difficulty is going to be responding and commenting. And so I'll probably just punch out content like I'm doing right now, and that's basically it. And do it the long way via manual uploads, which we'll probably have to wait until I get home before I put this up, because I'm now sitting on 9:25 and I've got a bail. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next. I've covered most of the topics, but I might think of something in the next few hours while I'm driving north and do another one of these recordings. Thanks for being there. Thanks for hearing what I have to say. I hope it's of some interest. I hope this recording's worked with this background rumble, and I'll talk to you later, hey? All the best for now. Bye-bye.